calendars that share more about our worship, fellowship, mission, and learning opportunities. If you have a question, don't hesitate to ask someone around you, or there will be an elder standing at the communion table following worship to receive any of your questions or comments. And don't forget about the hospitality registers that are in your pews. Don't forget to sign those. Gives us an opportunity to greet each other by name. And we have a few announcements this morning. Al, let's start with you. You have props.
I have props. To say that I'm involved with St. Joseph's might be a little bit of an understatement, because when I bought a new car this year, one of the criteria was the trunk had to be big enough to hold six of these. Now, what's the importance of six of those pans? Well, six is what pans of goulash we make for St. Joseph's every time we go and serve. So those six pans go in my trunk, and I deliver it down, and we serve a meal. These pans, we thought, would be enough to serve 100 people, because sometimes there's that many people that show up at St. Joseph's. Yesterday, a beautiful day in the fall, we had 85 people show up. And for the first time in the history since GPC has been making goulash, we finished all six pans right to the end. We had some hungry people there. And it was all because all of you helped donate food, time, food prep, and serve that made it happen. So thank you. Give yourself a big round of applause. End of that prop. I have to change hats now, because right on the heels of a successful St. Joseph's meal, we have the ham dinner coming up next Saturday. And we still have a few challenges ahead of us. This year, we did not include sign-up sheets in your bulletin every Sunday. Instead, we decided to save a tree and not print all those bulletins that get thrown out at the end of Sunday service a lot of times. And the sign-up sheets are just outside Melissa's office on the wall. And we sort of depend on you to go look at those sign-up sheets and see where we need help and sign up appropriately. I looked at them this morning, and we have some big challenges ahead of us. We still need a lot more servers for the dining room. And I was telling Melissa earlier, I think we're on today's word is we're on P words. People and pies. We need people to donate their time, and we have a sign-up sheet that requires about 70 pies, and we're at 17. So we are either going to be buying a lot of pies, or we're going to have a lot of people sign up today and donate them. I hope that's the case. So there's work to do from 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. And if you think there's something there that doesn't fit you, come see me. I'll find something for you to do. Thank you.
And in the meantime, Al will find you a pie hat.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to remind everybody that second hour today, we have Barbara Grosch. She's from the Rochester's League of Women Voters. She should prove to have a wonderful presentation, because this year's election year. Secondly, I wanted to remind the women of the church that this coming Saturday is when we have to call in a good number. We can still take people after next Saturday. We have about 15 signed up, and we would like to get to the number of 20. It's going to be a wonderful weekend up in Camp Stella, Niagara. So I hope you're at least thinking about it if you haven't signed up. If you have any questions, certainly see me. Thanks.
Junior and senior highs, tonight is the haunted hayride. We're going to have a lot of fun. If you haven't signed up, Please put your name in the box in my office so we'll be sure to have enough drivers from here to the haunted hayride.
And now let us prepare our hearts, our minds, our whole entire selves to worship our holy God.
Please stand, if able, for the call to worship. Come, excuse me. Come praise God, the Creator, who made each child in God's image. Come praise the Christ who blessed the children. Come praise God, the Holy Spirit, who moves among us. Come praise the triune God who created us, redeemed us, and sustains us. We will praise God by putting our faith into action to seek justice for children.
Our God is a forgiving God. And when we come to God confessing our sins, we can be assured that God forgives us over and over again. Please join with me in the prayer of confession in the bulletin. Merciful God, you call us to create change for children, but we're comfortable with the status quo. You call us to work for justice today, but we put it off until another day. You call us to bring hope, but inside we've already given up on making a difference. You call us to believe in a better tomorrow, but we don't always believe that it is possible. Forgive us, we pray, for our apathy, for our procrastination, for our resignation, and our limited vision. Change our hearts, O God, so that we may live boldly in your vision of justice and compassion for every child, for a bright and hopeful tomorrow that we can work for today. Amen. Oh God, we ask that you hear our silent prayers of confession. Amen. See what love the Creator has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. Beloved, we are God's children now. Hear and believe the good news. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen.
Invite the children to come forward. Good morning. We're going to stay standing for a minute. Can you stay standing with me? We're going to go on a field trip, so I need you to stay standing. Good morning. Good morning. Hi. God, good morning. Wow, look at all you guys this morning. Good morning. All right, we are going to go on a field trip. Can you come with me? You ready? I promise, we're not going very far. All right, ready? Come on. Watch out for the cord. Ready? Don't trip. Okay, come on over here. Here, we'll move this out of the way a little bit. Oh, there we go. Come on up, come on up. Come on, come on. I don't bite. I took a shower. Come on, over here. Come on, come on. Everybody needs to see. Come on, come on. We didn't go very far. Good morning. Do you guys remember a few weeks ago when you all sat over there and you all got to watch how many babies be baptized that day? 3 babies be baptized. Do you guys know why we have you come up forward for those baptisms? Well, so you can see, most definitely, that's one reason. And the other reason is we want to make sure that you are listening with those great listening ears really well. The promises of baptism, the promises that God makes to us, that we all belong to God, each and every single one of us. And that also you hear that, see all those people over there? Yep, see them? Maybe not because the bells are in the way, but you know where you came from, right over there. They also promise to pray for, to guide, to teach, pretty much to show God's love to each and every one of you. So I'm going to give you a close-up view. Ready? This is the baptismal font. Whoa. Is there any water in that font? No. There's no water in the font this morning, but there is something else in here. This is the promise that God makes to us in baptism. It says, who can read? Do we have any readers? Okay, what's it say? You belong to God. And I want each one of you to take one of these and keep it with you this week. Just one, just one, just one. Make sure that everyone gets one. And you may go to your Sunday school classes now, okay? You belong to God. Good morning. Can I have one? And you belong to God? Good morning. Elena, you belong to God. Good morning. Yeah, don't be careful. You belong to God. Good morning. Do you need to belong to God twice? Ethan, there you go. Good morning. There we go. Good morning. How about Mom takes it instead? Did everyone get one?
The first reading of the word comes from Isaiah 11, verses 1 through 6. A shout shall come from out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them.
Amen. Our second reading for this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark. People were bringing little children to Jesus in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. There are many joys in serving as a pastor. And in my opinion, one of the very best is celebrating with a community of faith and a child of God, no matter the age, the sacrament of baptism. I mean, what isn't there to enjoy about God's covenant in Jesus Christ to love and claim each one of us in that water? And also to hear community of faith gathered together, promising to guide and nurture us as we grow together in our faith. Now, when that child of God does happen to be a baby, there is something beautiful about holding that child in my arms and imagining the ways that God will work in and through this life. And when that child of God is a youth or an adult, there is also something very sacred as that person affirms for himself or herself a commitment to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Now, all this wonderfulness does come with a few job hazards as well. Here at GPC, we celebrate in the baptisms of a lot of babies. So there's always the chance that one might start screaming when handed over from that nice, warm, cozy nap in mom or dad's arms. And for whatever reason, I can't seem to avoid the blunt force head trauma from the cross. If you sit close enough, you know what I'm talking about. But that's another sermon. Now, a few weeks ago, if you were lucky enough to have one of these front row seats, you witnessed a moment that literally reached out and touched me with the divine presence of God in the sacrament. As Carol Ann was offering the closing prayer during the baptism, all the little kids were seated up here and they were starting to get super, super wiggly. But one little girl who couldn't have been more than two, she caught my attention as she struggled to get free from her older sister who kept tackling her to keep her from running up to the front. I hadn't seen this family before, but I noticed the all too familiar exasperated mom look, one I know all too well, so I tried to signal to the mom, "It's okay. It's okay. Let your youngest daughter do whatever she needs to do." And when the little girl broke free from her big sister's stronghold, that child looked right at me. She walked over. I just crouched down, and she did the unexpected. She gave me a hug. And it wasn't that sideways kind of hug that most little kids like to give to strangers, or the backup kind of hug. This was an arms wide open, full body surrender kind of hug that just melts into the embrace of the receiver. And she just stayed there.
until Carol Ann ended the prayer. The little girl just smiled at me and walked back to her mother. My heart, of course, was warmed by the sweetness, but it's what I learned later that confirmed with certainty for me that God was at work in this hug. I learned later that the child was born with some really challenging health complications, and she wasn't expected to live at birth. She went under all these surgeries to save her life, and now she's this healthy, active little toddler who, like most at that age, really doesn't like strangers. And get this, family's never really been to church before, which made me look like some strange lady in a black robe with a beach towel around my neck just splashing water on kids' heads. Come on! So why the hug? In my heart, I believe that whether or not that child understood with her head, she understood in her heart those promises that were being made in baptism. And she decided right then and there that they were for her too. A child, though she may not remember so intimately acquainted with death, heard the promises of new life. That little girl heard a community promise to guide and nurture with love and prayer, revealing with their very lives that everyone is welcome in this place to be who God created them to be. I believe the child heard in her heart that God embraces us all in this covenant and never lets us go. Her hug was an expression of the connection this child felt to God and a community of faith. There weren't words. There was an expression of trust found in an embrace of those promises. And isn't that what Jesus is talking about in the Gospel of Mark this morning? When he says, "Let the little children come to me, do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs." And he takes them up in his arms and he lays his hands on them and he blesses them. What's interesting about this biblical story that we all love to hear is to keep the context in mind. This isn't a sacred moment of baptism where everyone's oohing and aahing over all the cute children. Jesus doesn't have that little baby in his arms. Jesus is in full teaching mode. He's got a sermon going on, and there are crowds and crowds of people growing larger and larger as religious authorities proportionally increasing their public interrogation of Jesus. And these religious authorities are trying to trip Jesus up, make him look like a fool in front of all these people by trapping his radical words in legalistic understandings that they all carry around with them. And so they proceed to grill Jesus with those regular topics. They may sound a little familiar. Marriage, divorce, adultery. But picture in your mind what Jesus sees out of the corner of his eyes. What Jesus sees are the disciples. His disciples. His disciples over there giving it to the kids and parents who aren't keeping their kids in line during all this sermonizing. Jesus takes one look at what's going on during all this talk about moral controversy and points out one of the most blatant injustices happening right before their eyes. Children being treated objects to be seen and not heard. Rabbis bless babies soon after they are born, but it is unheard of to bless a child in a society where children are considered non-people, more like property. And they are the most vulnerable members of society. This act of blessing a child was unheard of. But here is Jesus, welcoming, blessing, offering the children as the models for receiving God's kingdom. And these are timely words for us this morning as we mark the celebration of Children's Sabbath. Children's Sabbath was started back in 1992 by the Children's Defense Fund as a way to educate people about the urgent needs of our country's youngest and most vulnerable citizens, and to celebrate the gift of the presence of children in our lives. It gives us an opportunity to celebrate the children that are all around us in our community life here at GPC, and to be reminded of the struggles that many children face in their daily lives. Your bulletin includes an insert of statistics regarding children here in Monroe County. But one that isn't in there startled me this week as I was attending a panel on race, politics, and religion held at the Divinity School. The Rochester City Mayor, Tom Richards, was on that panel. And he commented that the city school district doesn't even keep track anymore of what children do and don't qualify for free lunch, because he said it's no longer worth it. There are so few kids who don't qualify, everyone eats for free. Jesus doesn't bother to figure out which of these children qualify, are being held in higher regard by their families, their religious communities, or society. He doesn't bother with who needs the blessing. He takes them all into his arms. Everybody gets a blessing. It's not just the cute babies that I get to hold that are so wonderful about baptisms here at GPC. It's the fact that this community of faith takes very seriously Jesus' model that every child deserves that blessing. And our commitment to honor the promises we make in baptism. It's why I believe that child who broke free of her sister's grip and placed her trust in my embrace, that hug wasn't just for me. It was for all of us. Her hug was a reminder for us all that we are entrusted with the covenant promises made at baptism when we say as a congregation, we do. We promise to guide and nurture through word and deed as parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles, teachers, social workers, the many different vocations in our lives, also as Sunday school teachers, youth advisors, confirmation sponsors, and yes, you, pew-sitting neighbor. As that child sits to your right, to your left, behind, and in front of you, we support one another in these roles and do everything we can to foster an environment where the treatment of anyone as a non-person because of their race, economic condition, gender, sexual identity, religious non-affiliation, physical ability, or mental health, exclusion is not accepted. We promise to provide at least one place in this whole world that that any child can come and feel safe and valued as God's children, with all their cries and wiggles and giggles, not to mention any amount of drama, rebellion, or indifference they might show to being here. We promise to encourage those who are baptized, all children, to know and follow Christ. And this includes worship experiences, mission, and educational opportunities that teach our children to live their faith in the world. So this goes way beyond Sunday mornings. To model our faith in our everyday life, not just for the kids who are part of this community, but all those who are part of God's community. When that little girl broke free of her sister's grip and laid her trust in our arms, that hug was for each and every one of us. A reminder that we as a community of faith are entrusted to provide open arms of embrace and reveal the blessings of God's kingdom for all. May it be so now and always. Amen.
And at this time, I invite you to grab hold of your bulletin. As we join with our brothers and sisters in faith, you can see from the note in the bulletin of Urban Presbyterians Together, who are also reading this litany in their worship services this morning, and it was also shared by a group of Presbyterians from all different churches who came together and prayed at the city district school headquarters this morning. So let us join together. I watched her go uncelebrated into the second grade, a greenless child, gray among the orange and yellow, attached too much to corners and to other people's sunshine. She colors the rainbow brown and leaves balloons unopened in their packages. Oh, who will touch this greenless child? Who will plant alleluias in her heart? And send her dancing into all the colors of God? Or will she be like an unwrapped package on the kitchen table, too dull for anyone to take the trouble? Does God think we're her keeper?
Who will touch the greenless children and work to see that every child enters school ready to learn with strong early childhood experiences that are safe and nurturing?
We will, with the grace of God, who will believe and act on the belief that all children can succeed and perform at high levels. We will, with the grace of God,
who will work to support children, parents, teachers, and principals to make the best educational decisions possible.
We will, with the grace of God, who will support quality teaching and let our teachers know that their work is valued. We will, with the grace of God,
who will see that children and schools have the resources they need to prepare every child to learn and succeed.
We will, with the grace of God, who will support families in times of crisis so the needs of the children will not be neglected. We will, with the grace of God,
who will work to involve our whole community, healthcare providers, police, social service agencies, neighborhood groups, volunteer organizations, and other congregations to see that our children get what they need to learn and succeed in school and beyond.
We will, with the grace of God. We are called to covenant with God and with one another. God will be with us as we help all children, especially the greenless children, to learn, succeed, and fulfill their God-given potential. O God, help us to recover our hope for our children's sake. Help us to recover our courage for our children's sake. Help us to recover our discipline for our children's sake. Help us to recover our ability to work together for our children's sake. Help us to recover our values for our children's sake. Help us to recover our faith in thee for our children's sake. Amen.
I invite you to share your prayers of joy and your prayers of concern.
Thank all of you who prayed for my son. He's doing great. He even went shopping to Wegmans with his wife one Friday. Thank you all.
Good morning, Paula Sousa. I just asked for prayers for a young teenager who was at one time a student at the child care center where I work. He's been diagnosed with colon cancer.
And prayers with our children this morning. From our church school class, our 5th and 6th grade, prayers for joy for a friend's birthday, prayers of concern for a sick grandmother, prayers of joy that a grandpa got back home safe, prayer of joy for horseback riding, for Halloween pumpkins, for sisters, prayers of prayers of concern for lice and a joy that it is gone. Amen. Prayers for our family members who are serving in the military. And prayers for a friend who has an owie from our children.
Let us pray. God of all generations, we come this morning giving you thanks for the children in our lives. For the way they open our hearts to love and our minds to creativity. For the way their enthusiasm rekindles our joy and renews our hope. Indeed, O God, their innocent embrace of possibilities challenge our cynical grasp of impossibilities. And we give you thanks for all who touch the lives of our children. For educators and medical workers. For coaches and mentors. For musicians and artists. The spiritual directors and emotional healers, and the many others who help us to understand the importance of the childhood years. And we lift to you the children of the world. Our hearts weep when we hear the many going to bed hungry or to the lullaby of gunfire in their streets. We want to be advocates for justice and defenders of kindness. We are thankful that we can touch the lives of the world's children through places like the Green Island Basic School and the village of Panacal, Guatemala. We are blessed by the close connection of such faraway places. And we also give you thanks for our partnerships with local mission sites who faithfully serve the needs of the children in our community, places such as Cameron Community Ministries. And we pray for workers everywhere who are reaching to the most defenseless members of our world. Strengthen them for their work. Hear us now as we silently pray for the children in our own world, for both those we know by name and those who are we don't know, but who we care deeply for. God, we bring our voices together to pray the prayer you taught your disciples.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into
I know the ushers are ready, but we're going to worship with the sound of joyful ringing, and then I'll make the invitation for the offering. So let us worship God. Our hearts continue to ring in God's praises, let us bring forth a portion of the joy and blessings indeed which we have received and offer them back to God.
Thank you.
Receive and bless these gifts, gracious God, for we offer them in response to the great gift of your child to us, Jesus. May these gifts be multiplied and used to bring blessings to all your children. May our lives reflect your glory and bear the imprint of your love as we reach out to others in Jesus' name. Amen.
May we go from this place with our arms open wide, ready to receive the embrace of trust and reflect the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the courage of the Holy Spirit, now and always. Alleluia. Amen.